morning, guys. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Les, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Les, it's Dan Weaver. How are you?
Dan, good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours. Obviously, with what you guys just faced in Detroit, are there similarities and differences between what Calvin and Bush bring and what Marshall and Forte bring in preparing for them?
Yeah, there are definitely some similarities. Forte is a very good threat catching the football for a number of years now. Bannon is a big-time wide receiver. Gets a lot of balls, targeted a lot. So very similar offenses in that way. Quarterback position. Jay played very well last week, and yeah, they're similar in some ways for sure.
When you looked at back on the tape, what stood out to you in the difficulty you guys had with some of those screen fits and stopping the passing into their backs?
Yeah, we didn't do a good job of separating from blocks and identifying screens as quickly as we needed to, and we didn't expect them to throw the ball down the field very much, and they didn't. It was a lot of screens to tight ends, the backs, and, of course, to Reggie. We just didn't handle it very well, so expect to see it again. We got to do better this week.
Les, it's John Mullen from Comcast Sportsnet. As a former cornerback, how would you have coped with Adrian Peterson?
Oh, man. just being on the same team with Walter, fading for so long, and just I used to ask myself that question a lot when it came to Walter. Now, with Adrian, I'm sure most corners don't want to have to tackle Adrian Peterson, nor do they want to have to tackle Walter Payton. You know, you want to make sure those linebackers and defensive linemen do their jobs. But Adrian is a tremendous player, the reigning MVP in our league, and glad I don't have to worry about trying to tap him. I just got to figure out ways to make sure we get the ball to him.
When you saw his 2,500-yard prediction or his goal, what was your immediate reaction?
Not very much reaction at all. I mean, I know where he's coming from. I know how important it is for him, for our team to win, and it's all that really matters to me. He has his personal goals, but none are bigger than his desire to see our team be successful, and that's what's important.
Can you do that? Is that an achievable goal in your mind?
With Adrian Peterson, I've learned, John, to never say never. What he did a season ago coming off ACL surgery, there's no way I could have predicted that. Approaching the season, so it's possible. If he believes it, it's possible.
Les, it's Mark Potash from the Sun-Times. Is $100,000 an appropriate penalty for Ndamukong Suh?
That's what the league decided, and that's what it is. So that's what they decided.
Do you think it warranted a suspension in addition from as a coach of the victimized player?
I'm just happy that John Sullivan is hoping we'll be able to play this ball game. He's a little sore. He suffered a knee contusion from that play, but just very, very thankful that we didn't lose him for an extended period of time.
Hey, Leslie, it's Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune. How creative have teams been in trying to stop Adrian? Are they doing things differently either at the end of last season or anything you saw from the Lions that they're doing creatively?
Teams try to come up with different schemes each week, different ways to try to get more people in the box to defend them. And Detroit was no different a week ago. I mean, it wasn't things that we hadn't seen before, but we just didn't handle them as well. I mean, they did what a lot of teams were doing late in the year, putting a lot of guys in the line of scrimmage and daring us to win downfield. And we did hit some plays down the field, but we kept turning the ball over, so we couldn't keep drives going. So they did a good job. Detroit did a good job, and I'm sure Chicago will look at what Detroit did and some of the same tactics, but it's not things that we didn't see at the end of last season.
Are you seeing that every week now?
We did late in the year a year ago, and then we kicked off the season a week ago, and it's the same thing. A lot of people in the box, and even on that 7-8 yard run, they had everybody in the box again. We only had one receiver on the field, so but we got them blocked. Adrian made a couple guys miss and got off the races, and that's what would happen a year ago. We got to get more plays like that.
How secure is Christian Ponder's job right now?
His job's not in jeopardy. He has to play better. We all have to play better. We got to coach better. We got to do a lot of things better than we did last week. And it's the beauty of where we are at this stage of the season. You get a chance to get back on the horse again, go back to work, and try to improve. And that's what our aim is this week, to be better than we were last week.
Were there specific flaws in your offensive line play Sunday that stood out?
Yeah, we didn't always execute across the board. You know, there were times we'd have three guys doing it right and two guys not doing it right, four guys doing it right and one guy not doing it. We weren't consistent in our play and definitely affected our run game and our pass protection as well. So we got to pick it up a little bit and be more consistent in what we're trying to get done.
Has Jamarcus Webb spilled his guts on all the Bears inside information, Les?
Not finished. We got more questions for him. So we're going to be putting him all week long. We got some more questions for him. So we've got to keep asking him more and more as we go along.
How has his adjustment been to, you know, becoming a Viking and, you know, being on your team, especially after having, you know him from facing the Bears all these years?
Yeah, I think it's been relatively smooth. I mean, you know, trying to get acclimated to this environment and find a place to live and all the things that go with moving. You know, I think he's handling fairly well. His teammates seem to have accepted him. He's getting along with them well. He's picking up our system. Coaches are relating to him well. So far, I think it's pretty smooth.
If he couldn't make it here, how can he make it there? What's the difference? What can you get out of him?
Well, we're hoping that he's going to be a solid, at this point, backup tackle for us at right or left. And if we were to have a situation where he had to play, his experience should help him and help us. So that's what we're counting on, that as he gets a better grasp of our system and what we're asking of our tackles, that he'll be a solid backup guy who can really fill in and help us if we get in that situation.
Hey, Les, is your passing game better equipped this season to get some of those defenses to back out of the box, do you think?
I think so. Just watching the explosives that we had a week ago with Jerome Simpson, I mean, that was very, very encouraging. You know, we had a couple of nice plays to Kyle Rudolph and also with Greg Jennings that we're encouraging down the field. We just got to can't turn the ball over, especially this week, and kill drives. So that's what we're concentrating on. But we should be more explosive than we have been in the past.
Where is Kevin's health? Is he on his way back this week?
Yeah, we think we're going to get him back. He's going to try to practice today, so we'll have a better gauge then after today's practice.
What does his presence mean when he is back?
Well, you know, he's been one of the steadiest guys for our defense for a long time. He's a forward for what we do, Pro Bowl guy, potential Hall of Famer. So to get him back in the huddle, back on the field, you know, lift everybody on our defense, on our team. He's one of our leaders, so it'd be great to get him back in the fold and have his leadership on the field as much as his talent.
Les, how defining was the Trestman offense from the first game? I mean, is that a tape that you can pretty much count on that's what you're going to see, or do you think that there might be some tweaks or different things, or is that a challenge? Now, even after having seen that, you know, the Trestman offense in one game.
Yeah, I think the challenge, there's so much more, I'm sure, week 7 or 8 that you glean from their offense to what they showed in the first ball game. So get an idea of their personnel and a little bit of what they're thinking, but I don't know if you can hang your hat on everything that you saw. I'm sure there are going to be some tweaks based on our defense versus Cincinnati. So that preseason snapshot along with that one game, I don't know if you can just say that that's their offense.
What stood out to you from the film?
Seems like their offensive line is much improved. They did a good job of protecting the quarterback together very well. They played with a lot of confidence in the pocket, nice throws, and they worked a lot from the pocket early in that ball game. But probably the offensive line play is what stood out to me.
Does Marshall require a different game plan than you gave to Calvin? How does that sort of work out when you look at those two guys?
They're very similar. I mean, they're going to get targeted a lot. Have to pay attention to them. Otherwise, they can really wreck the game for you. And, you know, we're going to just pay attention to them. That doesn't mean we're going to – I'm getting a lot of numbers, but we got to limit the explosives. Got to get his catches. They target him so much. But got to limit the explosives with both he and Forte. And if we can do that, then we'll have a good chance of being successful.
Anything else, guys?
All right, thank you, Coach. Thanks, I appreciate it.
See you Sunday.